Proclamation number 4941 of 22nd of July, 1950. Increasing darkness before the end. The shadows will darken as the end approaches. Darkness will increase amongst humanity. Many more will turn away from faith who think they are too clever to be able to believe, for which all evidence is lacking. People will want to suppress faith with their intellect, and a way will be sought to convince people of the untenability of faith. And humanity will sink into ever deeper night. For it flees the light, and the brighter the light shines, the blacker the night will be for those who step out of the ray of light, i.e., anyone who once had the grace to be touched by a ray of light and flees from this ray will not see day again for a long time, for he spurned a gift of grace from me which my love offered him. Anyone who has once taken notice of my word imparted from above, which appears clear and pure to him and which he nevertheless does not accept because he feels comfortable in the darkness of spirit, will not find his way out of the darkness for a long time, and not undeservedly. But in the end it will be conspicuous how action is taken against the light and its bright shining. In the end all faith will be rejected, and all the more easily where false doctrines are openly recognized as such and believed to be able to justify the rejection of all doctrines of faith. In their dark spiritual state it will be impossible for people to recognize what is true, and therefore everything will be rejected which has to do with faith in a God and Creator of eternity. And where a light brightly breaks through the darkness it will be regarded as a deceptive work and everything will be done to extinguish it. Darkness will increase the closer the end is. But then the light from above must shine with all its strength to show the way to the few who want to escape from the darkness. But this light has been kindled by me and is also maintained by me, and it will not be possible for the powers of darkness to extinguish it. Again and again a light shines down to earth and the darkness, which is spread over the earth, becomes all the more obvious. And anyone who is permeated by light is no longer harmed by the darkness. His spirit sees brightly and clearly and recognizes me, and that is why he also remains faithful to me and confesses me until the end. And therefore I seek to kindle a light everywhere which shines brightly into the darkness. I seek to kindle living faith in me and my love, in my activity and my truthfulness everywhere. And anyone who has gained this faith can no longer fall back into darkness. He will not let himself be distracted by the intellect of those who want to take his faith away, for he knows more than human intellect can fathom. He has attained the realization which cannot be gained by the intellect but only by the heart. And this realization helps him to persevere until the end, which is imminent. Amen.